Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. So we got to the last two lines of Kuf Lamed Zayin Rebez. The Gemara asks a question. According to the Chachamim in the Mishnah says that Ein Tolin Es Mishmeres the Yomtif and certainly not on Shabbos. You can't hang the strainer on the Shabbos or Yomtif. It's Aser. So the Gemara doesn't tell us what is the Iser exactly. So the Gemara asks the question. Yivarilu Talamai. What happens if he really was told? If he really if he hung it, would there be any violation? Would there be a Chatas involved? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Tala, Chayv Chatas. If one does this, he's Chayv Chatas. If you hang, if you suspend the strainer, you're Chayv Chatas for violating Ohel. So Gemara says, Amar Le'abai, Bai says, El Miat, if that's the case, for just hanging a strainer, one is Chayv Chatas. Tala Kuza, Besiksa, Hachanami, Debchayv. Kuza is a small type of kli, and Kuzuk Rashi says is like a peg. If you have like a little stick or peg and kind of hang a kli over it, that's Ohel. Just hanging up a kli, hanging up a strainer, that's Ohel. You're not protecting anything. That would be very far-fetched to call that an ohel. So hanging a strainer up is no different than hanging a kli on top of a stick, and that's not an ohel. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Amar Bai says, there is no chiv chatas when a person suspends a strainer. What the issue is, midrabanan hi, shelo yase kederach shu osa b'chol. The concern is, uvdu d'chol, they hang a strainer up, it's not an activity a person does during the week. So if one that's on the Shabbos, that's called uvdu d'chol. We have many, many things that the people do during the week should be different on Shabbos. The way a person walks, a person should not run on Shabbos, the way a person dresses, the way a person speaks. Many things we do have to be different on Shabbos just because uvdu d'chol. You know, one question I addressed the other day in the shir is scooters on Shabbos. One of the reasons why a person can't go on a bike on Shabbos is because there are some issues of maybe you go outside the tchum, maybe it's going to be hot stuff, there's no area. But the biggest issue of riding a bike on Shabbos is it's a weekday activity. So a lot of people have been using scooters on Shabbos. So people asked me this past week, can you use scooters on Shabbos? So after speaking to Rabbi Sablovsky, Rabbi Leibowitz, we all felt that scooters would also be uvdu d'chol. Someone texted me last night, he heard my shir, Rabbi First from Chicago and other Lakewood or Bottom actually say that it's mutter. They think scooters on Shabbos are actually mutter, not a violation of the Tichol. So the Tichol is a very hard thing to figure out and to define. But there's an example. Hanging a strainer, there's nothing wrong with hanging a strainer. It just doesn't look like a Shabbos activity. It's of the Tichol. Gemara now says two lines down in Kuf Lamed Ches, Man Kidabai Chumrei Masnisa. He put together certain klalos, certain rules and principles of the Brises, and he says, Vitani, how good? A good is a type of a canteen that they used to suspend in the air to allow the air to cool off somehow when they were traveling. Mishmeris is the strainer we spoke of. Vekila should really have a vav there. Vekila is, we'll see a little canopy. We'll see more about this on Amud Beis. Vekise galen, which is a type of folding chair. These items, Abai explains, lo yasa, a person lichachila shouldn't suspend any of them, shouldn't unfold any of them. Vim asa, if one does it, it's only pater. Aval asa, these items are not chayv, it's only iser midirbanan, because they're uvd dechol. With respect to the kise galen, and a folding chair, we'll see, is really allowed. A folding table is really allowed, but Rashi explains it. What's unique about this is a type of chair that you might come to Shema Yitapi, you might come to screw it tightly together, so that would be a violation, not because of an ohel or uvdu d'chol, but you might come to tighten it even further. So that's why that category of items are asr l'chachila, but if one violates it, it's only pater aval asr. But he explains, ohel kava. The person makes it, a permanent tent, a permanent structure with a roof over it. Lo yasa vim yasa chayv chatas. If one person builds a real ohel, he is chayv chatas. But the last category, that which is mutter, is of almita, v'kise traskel, which is v'asla, which are different types of folding chairs. Aser, Rashi explains, is a more of like a toilet that a person could unfold and sit on top of. Kise traskel and almita are beds that are just, you move over to the side. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, avamita is shalanu mechuberes v'omedes. It's a bed that's already attached. You're not building a bed. It's just simply like lying against the wall, and you just lie down on the ground. You haven't done a thing. You just repositioned it. So these things are completely mutter, or a folding chair that's like leaning against the wall, Rashi explained, you just unfold it so it kind of rests. You haven't really built anything. So this last category is not an issue at all of any ohel, and even lichachil, a person is allowed to set these things up on Shabbos. So Gemara now says, if it ain't nosin letluya b'Shabbos. So a person is not allowed to place things in the strainer on Shabbos. It seems to be a violation of borer. So the Gemara says, ibayilu shimur mai. What would happen if a person does do shimur? If a person does separate the sediment from the wine, what would the violation be? So Amar Rav Kana shimur chayv chatas. You're chayv chatas in doing so. It's a form of borer, a form of merakid. We'll see exactly which malacha, but some form of separating is a chayv chatas. So now the Gemara says it's very strange, because if Chachamim say, if one does Shimur on Shabbos, one does separate the sediment from wine on Shabbos, he's Chai V'chatas, Maskev Rav Sheshas, Mika Midi, the Rabbanan Mechai V'chatas, Rabbi Eliezer, Shari L'chachila. In our mission yesterday's daf, we had that Rabbi Eliezer said it's mutter. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tolin es ha-mishmeresh b'yamtif, you could suspend it. And also, Nosin the Tluya b'Shabbos, you could put the sediment oil in to have it separate. So how could you have such a far machlokas where Rabbi Eliezer says mutter, and Chacham would say chiyav chatas? Usually it's like they're one off, that one of them should say pater val aser. But for the Chacham to say chiyav chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer saying it's mutter l'chachila, that seems to be too far of a jump. He should have said it's pater val aser, but to say mutter, that's too much of a jump. So the Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Yosef, alamalo, why are you so troubled by this? Why is it such a chiddush to say one person says chayv, one person says mutter? Why is that? We have another case. The Gemara says, alamalo, hare ir shazav, which was a type of headband, the crown, a golden crown that of the city of Yerushalayim that we would wear. So according to the Gemara, it says, the Rabbi Meir, mechayv chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer, shari l'chachila. So we do have another machlokas where there's such an extreme of a chiv chatas versus mutter, which the Mishnah, the Brisa says, Mahi. The Tani, the Brisa says, Lo seita ish isha beir shazav vimyata chayv chatas divi Rabbi Meir. Why is she chayv chatas? So Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Meir, this is not called the ir shazav, this type of crown is not called a tachsh, it's not called a ornament, it's actually something she would carry that's called carrying. It's not a normal thing women would wear. So the chayv chatas for going outside Rishis Rabbim without there being an Erev. Chachamim Omrim, Lo Seitzei, a woman should not go out wearing this ir shazav. If Yatsa Ptur, if she does go out, this is just a pater aval aser, because according to Chachamim, it is a tachshit. It is considered an ornament. It's something that she would wear. But the reason why it's aser to do so, because she might take it off and show her friend. So she's going to show her friend, and that might lead to a hotzah. So because of a gezeira, they said aser. And then the third opinion is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yotze Isha Beir Shel Zeh L'Chachila. She could go L'Chachila with it. No problem at all. Why can't she go L'Chachila? Because the Gemara explains, when we learn this, and Rashi quotes this, who is the one who wears this fancy Ir Shazav, a golden crown? Only an Isha Chashuva, a very Chashuva, a woman who's prominent, who's very wealthy. Women who are wealthy don't take off their jewelry and show it to everyone. They wear it. So there's no Chashash of them taking it off and carrying it. So we have three way Machlokas. But either way, we see, on one hand, in one corner is Rabbi Meir, who says, Achiv Chatas, and the other corner is Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Mutter L'Chachila. So we have an existence where there's Achiv Chatas versus that which is Mutter L'Chachila. And the Gemara says, Amar Le Abai, Abai says, Mi Savras Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Meir Kai. Who says Rabbi Eliezer is responding to Rabbi Meir, who says, it's Achiv Chatas? Damer Chayev Es Chatas. Ad Rabbanan Kai. Rabbi Eliezer is responding to the Rabbanan who hold in this Brisa, Damri Pater Val Aser. They're the ones who hold by the Ir Shazav, it's Pater Val Aser, V'Amr Luhu, and he says back, Ihu Mutter L'Chachila. So he's not one, he's not two off Rabbi Meir, he's one off of Rabbanan, and that is acceptable. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't really come back to this point here, but it seems that Gemara doesn't have a solution. But somehow, maybe there's a phantom opinion that holds that this case is Pater Val Aser. But either way, we have in one corner in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama saying it's Achiv Chatas for doing Shimur, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mutter L'Chachila. So the Gemara says, no, they put the wine, which is already mixed together, they pour it through the strainer, and the wine goes through, and the sediment stays on top.
And that's what's called in Tluya the Shabbos?
Exactly, yeah. So Gemara wants to know, what is the violation in pouring wine through the strainer where it separates the shemarim, the sediment, from the wine? What's that violation? You have to know, when you give hasara to someone, when someone does an isser, you have to say, don't do that, you're violating whatever malacha. So normally the din is you have to quote the pasuk, lo tasa malacha b'shabbos, don't do a violation on Shabbos. Or you have to say, don't do a avodah zarah, quote the pasuk. Now, there is a machlokas, it's on Tosos and Daf Ein Dalet, whether or not you have to be specific to which Av is going on. So they bring a Raya, Tosos says a Raya from here, from the very fact that the Gemara asks the question, Mishmai Masrinabe, which Malacha says that you have to be specific which of the avos melachos one's violating. It's not sufficient to simply say lo sasem melacha b'shabbos. You have to say it's borer. You have to say it's merakid. That's one of the proofs that Tosas brings. So lemaisa, what is the violation here? Mishum mai masrin and bay. What do you warn him that he's doing? Rabba amar mishum borer, because you're separating. And Rabbi Yezeriah Omer Mishum Merakid, which is sifting, which are very similar, the two forms of separating, but there were two different stages in the Mishkan of making the bread, and therefore, or making the Simamanim, and therefore they're separate, and we'll see what the difference is in just a moment.
These are all from one Av, or just
two different Avos? Two different Avos. Borer and Merakid are two different Avos. So Omer Rabba says, Kivasi Didi, Mistavri, according to me, makes more sense that I hold it's a violation of Borer. Why? Ma darchel shaborer notel ochel umaniach psolos borer. You take the food and you leave behind the psolos. We'll get to the question you probably have all in mind in just a second. Av hachanami here as well. Note as a ochel umaniach psolos. You take the wine and you leave behind the psolos. So it's about taking the ochel from psolos. So this is a similar maisa. So before we go to the next opinion, the Tosa asks a question on daf ayin dalad that the Gemara in ayin dalad says. The violation of Borer is when you take psolus from Ochel. That's a violation. But Ochel mitoch psolus is actually mutter. So how could the Gemara here say Ochel mitoch psolus is a violation? So Tosa says, it depends. It depends which is more. Whichever one is going to be the larger amount, that would be define what the what's the main thing. So if most of it's psolus, so taking out the Ochel would be a problem, because you're taking out the miut from the Ochel. But if the ochel is more, then taking out the ochel would be normal. Taking out the psolos would be the violation. So it depends on the ratio. The Ritva says, no, this Gemara is lav dafka. It just says, ochel mitoch psolos. It doesn't really mean ochel mitoch psolos. It means some form of separating. But the real violation of Boris, says the Ritva, is only when you remove psolos from ochel. So that's how we normally assume like the Ritva. So either way, the violation here, Rabba says, is a Bora issue. And comes along now Rabbi Zera. I'm a Rebbe Zera, Kivasi Didi Mistavra. What I'm saying is more correct, and he held it was a violation of Merakid. How so? Ma Darko Shemerakid Pesolos Milamala Vocha Milamata. What's sifting? Sifting's when you take flour and move it back and forth, and then all the flour falls to the bottom, and all the rocks and pebbles that might be there stay on top of the sifter. So just like by classic Merakid, the Pesolos remains on top of the sifter, and the food falls below, Af Hachanami, here as well, the Pesolos Milamala, the sediment remains on top of the sifter, and the Ochel, which is the wine in this case, Milamata, falls to the bottom. So this is the Machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Zera. Rashi happens to point out, if you look at Rashi, the Notel, Ochel, Minich, Pesolos, so Ule Rava, who holds as a violation of Borer, Hu adin nami de'i esribe mishum merakid hav yasra. He does agree it's also merakid. Really, two melachas that are taking place here. He's just saying you could also be master and borer. Both of them are relevant. However, the other way is not true. Aval Rebbe Zera, I asribe mishum borer lav hasra. It's not called hasra. I mean, the Gemara assumes everyone holds as merakid is certainly an issue here. The question is it also borer or not? That's where the machlokas is according to Rashi's understanding. The Gemara now says that Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Talas Kfula Lo Yase, person should not do a Talas Kfula, we'll see that in just a second, but Imasa Pater Val Asa. What's Talas Kfula? So Rashi says, six narrow lines up, Talas Kfula Lo Yase, Lishtoach Taliso Al Gabi Arba Yesedos, Lishon Tachte, a person should not suspend a Talas over four pegs to sleep underneath it, the Roshan Miskaplin Lakan Lakan, and the ends of the Talas kind of hang over as walls now, so now you're enveloped with the roof of a talus and the walls of the talus hanging on the side, letzad ha'aretz, v'havilei l'ksalim l'hagein min hachama, these are walls to protect you from the heat, t'havi ohala. That's an ohel to do so. But if one does this, it wouldn't be a iser deraiser, it'll simply be an iser midirban in doing so. But then the Gemara says, however, haya karech aleh chut, o meshicha, mutal in toso l'chachila. If, however, it was already suspended from before Yom, and there was like a, before Shabbos, and there's like a little string you could pull to make it tighter, to make it looser, open and close, kind of, that would be mutter on Shabbos, because that's simply mosif al ha'ohel. So to create it on Shabbos would only be an ohel arai and asa to do so. But to simply unfold it and fold it, that would be mutter l'chachila. So if a person has an awning that's connected to the house, you could unfold it and fold it. There are other lachas that really should be out a little bit of a tevach to start with. So the tevach exists, and to be most of an ohel is permitted. But you just can't create a new ohel entirely on Shabbos. So Gemara now says, Bai Mine Rav Kahana Me Rav. He asks the following question. We're going to have three shilas here. They're going to seem to contradict each other. And the Gemara is going to say we're talking about three different cases here. So the first question he asked was, Bai Mine Rav Kahana Me Rav. Kila mahu. Kila is some type of a canopy over a bed usually. So what's the din of a kila? Could you make a kila on Shabbos? Amalei, af mita asur. Even a bed, you can't even put together a bed on Shabbos. It's asur. So kila and mita are asur. Then he asks, mita mahu, could you make a bed on Shabbos? Amalei, af kila mutaris. Now his response is, both mita and kila are both mutar. That's complete opposite of what he just said. Then the next question was, kilu mita mahu, what's the din of both of these items? Amalei, kila asura, umita mutaris. Now he has a third shot of what's going on here. So obviously very confusing. But lo kasha, the Gemara says there is no contradiction. He was addressing three different cases as follows. Had the kamar af mita asur, that which he said, even building a bed is asur, so making a kila or a bed would be asur, that's kida kamarne. What's that? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says seven or six lines up, kida kamarne, hainu galalanisa, shapurko machzira, some type of bed, or you kind of take apart and put back together, hushe makom, it's a place. Lashon acher, karmani is mochi bigde pishan, mochin alein. They would use these tables to sell and display their clothing that they'd be selling, the cloths they'd been selling. So this is a type of item that you really build on Shabbos. It's aser, that type of bed is aser on Shabbos, and the kila is also aser. Had the kamar lay af kila mutaris, that which we said is mutter, to make the bed and the kila, was kidirami by Yechezkel, like what he holds, which is what? He's the one Rashi says, where if you pull the string, where already was made on Shabbos, you're just being mosif on the OL and taking it back. So if it already was made, you're just expanding it. That's where it's mutter lechachila. And then the third case, kila asura, umitu materis, is kididan, like the ones what we have, which Rashi says is kidadidan, kididan, mita shayisa zukufa, hu moshiva al ragleh. It's already a bed that's on the wall or on the side, it's kind of standing up. You have to just place it down flat, horizontally, in order to use it. So the three different types of beds that they're describing here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, chazina laha lekile debei Rav Kahuna. I saw the kilos that were used, these canopies that were used in the house of Huna, the meorta nagida umetafra chavita ramya, which Rashi explains here, the meorta nagida umetafra chavita, belele Shabbos Friday night, v'isem prusos, I saw that they were spread out, these canopies, ulaboka in the morning, v'isem moshulacham laaretz, I saw they were thrown to the ground, they were taken apart. Alma, mut laporka v'hachanami mut lintosa. So these are types of canopies that are meant to be open and closed. Open and close, folding chairs, folding tables, folding tents, all these things, if that's part of the normal usage, that would be mutter.
An outdoor umbrella would be okay?
Outdoor umbrella would be okay, exactly.
What umbrella?
Outdoor umbrellas. Handheld umbrellas would be asered, even though it doesn't make sense to aser them, but the Masorah is to aser handheld umbrellas. But umbrellas outside that are stationary, that would be that is mutter. Gemara now says, Amar Rab, Mishum Rabbi Chia, Vilon mutter lintosa. A person's allowed to suspend a vilon is a curtain on Shabbos. Mutter lintoso, umutter leporko. Rashi says, last line of Rashi here. Mutter lintoso, she'ein ohel, ela mi she'asui ken gagan. Ohel is only when a person makes a roof. But making a wall isn't a problem. You're allowed to pull curtains. You can make these walls on Shabbos, put them together on Shabbos. An ohel is only when there's a gagan. The only time making a wall is a problem on Shabbos is when the mechitza is creating some halachic significance. Like making a mechitza in a shul to separate men and women to allow a person to daven in a minyan, or to make a mechitza. If, let's say the Gemara talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, if husband and wife, Friday night, they need to have tashmish, so you need to build a wall so no one sees, and the children in the room, whatever that might be, a mechitza, or maybe the svarim in the room, to put a mechitza around the svarim, so it's covered svarim, that would be a halachic mechitza, that would be a problem. Those are situations where building mechitza would be an ohel. But just stopping to build a wall for no halachic significance, just for the purpose of a wall, that would not be an ohel unless there's a roof on top of it as well. So Gemara then says, last line of Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph here, V'amar Shmuel, Mishum Rebbe Chia, Kilas, going on to Amud Beis now, Kilas Chasanim, Mutter Lintoso, Umutter Leforko, you could make open and close on Shabbos. Rashi explains here, top line of Rashi here, Kilas Chasanim, Lo Dami L'Shar Kilos. It's not a classic canopy. Sheshar Kilos, Prutos Agabi, Kinof Shehe, He Ladam Dalad Raglayim, V'yesha Gag Davi Oel. A normal tent is a four posts, and you have a flat roof on top of it. That's a classic canopy, that's Aser. However, shel chasanim agave naklitin shenu ela shnayim b'emtsayos hamita. They're just two posts. They're in the center of the bed, and the kana nasan alem. And there's a post running across horizontally on top of it. So you have a kana mekana kana mekana kana agavehen. Okay, Fine. Two up and one going across. And then what happened is, Habeged and Nasan Aleh, you lie a cloth or a blanket on top of it, for no fill lakan lakan, and they suspend themselves on each side, vein lagag tefach. There's no tefach on top. It just is, again, it is a middle bar and just kind of drapes down the side. That's completely permitted on Shabbos because there is no ohel. So Gemara then says two lines down, Amr of Sheshes, Bered Rav Eidi. So Amr is only mutter, Ella Shein begag tefach, as long as that top of the this kila, there's no tafach. But if somehow yesh begaga tafach asur, if the width of the top of that the pole is actually a tafach, and then you rest the beged over it, you now have a roof of a tafach wide. That would be in fact asur. And further qualification, the Gemara says v'chi ein begaga tafach nami. And even when there is no gaga tafach, if let's say the top is not a tafach wide, however lo amrin ella shein bepachas mishlosha samach legaga tafach, only true if it's not within three tefachim of the roof of the ceiling that the room that person's in. Aval yesh bepachas mishlosha samach legaga. If however the canopy, at the top of the canopy, is within three tefachim, loved to the ceiling of the room, that would be actually asura, because that would be considered an extension of the roof somehow. So if it's such a high canopy, or the ceiling is so low that they're so close to each other, that's considered an extension of a roof and a real building, and would be a violation of an ohel on Shabbos. Gemara then says further, v'lo amen, it's not true, that's mutter only in the case el she'en b'shipua tefach, if the slope is less than a tefach. However, aval yesh b'shipua tefach, if the slope is a tefach, so then that's shipuya ohalim ka'alim dami. Even though a roof doesn't have to only be flat, you get a roof that's also sloped. So if my tent is like, you know, if I drape it over, it comes straight down, so there's no tefach. There's no width, there's no slope. But if, however, I create a type of kilas chasadim where it actually drapes like that, where there's a bit of a slant, so now even though it's on an angle, that angle is viewed as part of a roof, and then therefore if there's a tefach of slope, that would be a creation of an ohel, that would be aser as well. And last qualification, v'lo amrin, we also only said el delo nachas mipurya tefach, if it didn't hang over the side of the bed of tefach. But if the cloth goes down, where not only does it cover the bed, but it hangs below the bed, so now beneath the bed, right, on the bed, we have an area you could put shoes or whatever you want, there's some empty space. If the cloth on top hangs down the bed and also to the floor, so now underneath the bed, I've now enclosed underneath the bed with that cloth, because you could go underneath that bed. The aval nachas mepuri, if it goes below the bed, the puri is a bed, tafach below, that would be us as well, because now you created a tent using the bed now as a tent of that which is below it, and you've created walls along with it. That has been an enclosure and would be a violation of an ohel. Gemara then says, this is very relevant for when kids build tents on Shabbos, these things. These are very halachla ma'isa. So Gemara then says, Amar Rev Sheshes, Braid Rev Eidi. Hi, Siana. Siana, Rashi says, is a kova shalevet, a felt hat, like a black hat that we wear. So this felt hat, this black hat, hi, Siana, says the Gemara, Shari, you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. There's no violation of an ohel on Shabbos. Vaha itmar Siana aser, but don't we have a statement elsewhere that wearing such a hat would be aser? So Gemara says, Lokasha, ha dis be tefach, ha deles be tefach. It depends whether or not the brim is a tefach wide or not. Now, typically, the brims are more than a tefach, so it seems to be a problem according to this Gemara. But if there's a tefach wide, putting it on Shabbos is an ohel. But if it's less than a tefach, it's permitted. Gemara says, if that's the case, el miata, if that's true, sharviv beglima tefach, hachnamid b'chayiv. If a person takes a clothing, or even his talus, and goes like that, spread over himself, putting the talus in the morning, and it's a tefach wide, obviously, when you hold it out like that, you put it over your head, would that be a violation of an ohel? Why would that be an ohel? Ella, lo kasha had mehadek. So this is a machlokas, how to read this end of the Gemara. According to Rashi, the simple understanding is, it's not an issue of ohel at all. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ella taima la mishum ohel. There's no concern of wearing a hat. It's not a tefach, an ohel or not. There's a complete mutter to wear a hat, mishum ohel. Why could a person not wear a hat? Ella mishum shelo yagbi hena haruach mirosh. We're concerned that the wind might pick it up and send it off far. V'asalasu arba amos. You're going to pick it up and carry down amos. Bereshis harabim hilkach mehadek. If it's tight birosh on your head, shapir dami, shapir shari. It's permitted. You're not going. It's not going to fly off. Lo mehadek. If it's not tightly fitting on your head, then it's aser because it might fall off your head. So that's Rashi's understanding. It's a question of how tight it is on the head and whether or not you have to come to carry it. No issue of ohel at all. But if you look at Tosos here, the Tosos ha de mehadek, he says, Perisha ben Chananel, Sheinod Nichfaf, de Az Nirik Ein Oel. Even in the Maskana, we're talking about an Oel, nothing to do with Hotzah, it's still an issue of Oel. What it means is, if it's Einu Nichlef, if it isn't bent and curved, Oznirik Einu, it's a flat type of a brim, like a Hamburg type of hat, I guess, that looks like an Oel. The Lo Mahadik, if it's not Mahadik, which means Shehuk Nichlef, if it is tilted, if it is curved down, Vaz Einirik Einu, if there's some type of curve to it, some type of flip, that would look not like an ohel, it's not flat anymore, and that would be the difference. So a little maskana, Rabbeinu Chalal works with an issue of an ohel still, and Rashi says the issue here is of it might come to carry it on Shabbos if it falls off. So there are a number of nafkamina here that are at play here. The Taz says, what if a person puts it on before Shabbos, would there be a violation? So if it's Mishum ohel, so you built it before Shabbos, you put it in your head before Shabbos, there's no problem. But if it's Mishum Hotzah, if I walk out with it on Shabbos, it's still a concern, it might fly off my head. Or what happens, let's say I tie it, I have a little rope, or cowboy hats they put underneath their chin. So if it's an issue of it flying off, it's not going to fly off my head. But if it's an issue of ohel, it's still awesome for me to put it on my head on Shabbos. So these are many nafkaminas. Lemaisa, just from the practice, it seems that we do wear hats on Shabbos, but if it's a very, very windy day out, or if you know the air is down, I remember a couple years ago, there was a terrible storm right before Shabbos. And there was a chashash, we said that the air is probably down. We told everyone not to carry anything home. So then there was a big question, should you wear a hat on Shabbos? Because if it's going to come to fly off and there's no air here, you might come to carry Dal Amos. I believe the practice was it wouldn't be so much a concern because the hats we wear typically tight, number one. Number two is this is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. In Manhattan, it would be a different story. Here, it's only a Karmelis, so the Gzeira I don't think is there as much. But some did not wear a hat that Shabbos, knowing this particular Gemara. Okay.
Right. The rim against the hat itself is already...
No, but you create the oil. I have a talus here, but unless I put the talus onto something, that's not considered made already. So it's only when I position in such a way where you're actually using it as an oil. Let's go. We only have 10 minutes left. The Gemara now says, Shalach lei rami bar yechezkel rav kahuna, eimalan izi hanech mile, tell us those items, those words, mile mal yisa, those very chash of words, da'amrislan mishmei dirav, that you told us in the name of Rav. They're asking Rav Huna to repeat what he had said in the name of Rav regarding Tarti v'Shabbos, two items with respect to Shabbos, v'chad v'Torah, and one related to din of a Talmud Torah. So Shalachle, he sent him, they responded back, it was through a correspondence, so he sent back, Hadetanya, that brayso that says a good bekisna, mutalintosa b'Shabbos, that if you have this good, this type of canteen, a leather canteen that you'd hang on Shabbos to let the air go underneath it, it kept it cool, so you'd suspend it on Shabbos. It's mutter to do this on Shabbos, to suspend it on Shabbos, but it's only true. Amar Rav. Rav commented on this brayso, lo shanu ela b'shnei b'nei adam. It's only true when two people are doing it together. Aval b'adam echad aser. If one person is doing this by himself, it's going to be aser in doing so, because the way you set this up, you need two people to do it, to have it suspended. It's kind of like tied by both ends. So you do one end, I do one end, and you don't tie it tightly. You do it loose. But if I'm doing it myself, if I try tying one end, and I can't get the other one, then this is going to fall apart. So I need to tie this one really, really tight here, and I could go to the other side and tie the other one really tight, and that would be an issue. So only when two people are doing this together, it's allowed, because it's going to be a very loose type of hanging. But if one person is doing it, you end up making it very, very tight, and therefore it would be more kavua, in violation of kosher, perhaps a violation of, most likely an issue of kosher. That's one comment of Rav. Then the Gemara says, Amar Baye, V'kila afila shnei b'nei adam aser, Yefshar delo mimtre porte. And he says, when it comes to making a kila, even with afilu basar ben adam, rather, even 10 people is also to do, because when, apparently, I don't know how this works exactly, but apparently when setting up a kila, no matter how many people are involved in it, it always needs to be very, very tight, and there's a concern of setting up a kila on Shabbos. So either way, that was one statement of Rav, when he says, setting up this type of suspended canteen, it's only allowed when two people are doing it, but one person's also. The next thing he had said, Legabe Shabbos, Idach Mahi, Desanya, Kira, Shinishmita, that if you have one of the legs of the oven, Shinishmita Achas Miria Choseha, one of the legs fell off, Mutta Latalta, you can still move it, it's not Muksa. Because even though I'm missing a leg of a Kira, you can still use it. It might be a little wobbly, but it still has a use and not considered Muksa. However, Shtaim, if two of the legs fell off, so now you can't really, it doesn't function properly, that's also, that would be Muksa. That's the Braisa. So it comes along Rav. It doesn't say which one. But either way, it doesn't make a difference which one. So then Rab Amar, Afilu Cha Nami Aser, even one is Aser, even if just one falls out. Why? Gezerah Shemi Itaka, because even though you could still use it without missing, without one leg, still you might come to put it back in, you might come to make it tight, and even though normally we say, Ein Binyan Vestir Bekalim, if a person's a Tokeah, if he puts it in tightly and fashions it very tightly, that would be an issue even in Binyan Kalim. So he Asered, he went against his Baris and said, Aser, even if it's missing just one leg. So these are two comments of Rav regarding Shabbos. What was his comment about Torah? So Gemara says, Torah, Dama Rav, Asida, Torah Shetish Takach, Mi'Yisrael. In the future, Klai Yisrael is going to forget the Torah. How does he know this? So he invokes the Pasuk, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hifla Shemes Makosecha, there's going to be some type of wonderment in the Makos, in the terrible calamities that are going to happen. So Hafla, what's Hafla referring to? What do you mean, Hifla Hashem? Ain't no demahu. What's hafla? So kishu omer when it says in the pasuk Yeshaya lachen hinini Yosef lahafli es amazeh haflev hafel. I'm going to continue this, and then the rest of the pasuk says. Oftentimes they don't quote the punchline. The next words say v'avda chachmas chachamav. So it's going to lead to a forgetting of the chachma of the Torah. Havi amar hafla zu Torah. Hafla is a reference to Torah, and the Torah is going to be forgotten. So this is how he knows that through the makoscha, through the calamities, through terrible things, Torah is going to be forgotten. That was the other din Rav had said. So Gemara says, Tadir Rabban, the Braisa says, on this topic of forgetting Torah, Kishenich nesu Rabbo Seinu lekerem yabayavna, they went to the base medrash in Kerem Yavna, Amru, they said, the Chachamim said, I'll see the Torah shetishtakach miYisrael, they're going to forget the Torah. Shenemar, as it says, Hinei the pasuk in Amos, Hinei yamim baim, the days are coming. Numa Hashem elokim vishlachti rav habaretz, I'm going to send a famine to the world. L'rav alechem, not a famine for food. L'tami lamayim, not a thirst for water. Kim l'shmo es divi Hashem, but a thirst to learn Torah. This is a famous pasuk. Uksiv, it says further, v'no miyam al yam, they're going to move from water to water, mitzofen v'ad mizrach, from the north into the east. Yishotu tu levakish es dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzo, they're going to seek out the word of Hashem and not find it, not be satisfied. So what does this mean? What's dvar Hashem? What are they going to look for? What are they going to be mevakish? Dvar Hashem zu halacha, they're going to look for halacha l'maisa, because they forgot. They weren't able, not going to find it, which is a reference to, they're going to forget the Torah, and they're not going to lo yimtzo, they're going to want to know what to do, but they forgot what to do. Others say, Darish Dvar Hashem Zekech, referring to when the gullus will end. They're not going to know when the time is the gullus will end. And Dvar Hashem, another opinion means Zunavua. They're going to look for Navua, but it's not going to be anywhere found. Either way, one of the pshatim of what they look, what they seek, one of the pshatim is they're going to seek halacha, and they're not going to find it, which is again reiterating the fact that La'asida Torah Shetish Takach Miyisrael. So then the Gemara says, commenting on this pasuk we just had mentioned in Amos, the Gemara says, "My Yeshotetu Levakesh as Dvar Hashem." They're going to kind of fly around and seek out Dvar Hashem. Amru Asida Isha Shetitel Kikar Shachuma. She's going to take a piece of chuma that Safik Tuma Safik Not Tuma. V'Tachzur Bebati Knesses Bebati Bejasha. She's going to travel from shul to shul, from base medrash to base medrash. Leda Im Tmehi Im Torahi, to know the status of this Safik chuma. Vein Maven, and they're not going to understand Im Tahora He Im Tmehi. They're not going to know the answer. So the Gemara says, what's the Shiloh? Why won't they know the answer? They're not going to forget the Torah itself. Torah Shvichsav is right there in front of you. The Pesukim, we're not going to lose the Torah Shvichsav. And it says, Mefurash in the Pasuk, Behedik Sibay, Mikola Ochel, Asher Yeachel. Whenever Chuma comes into contact with Tameh, it's food, it's Tameh. What's the Shiloh? Of course it's Tameh. Ella, what she's not going to know is, and the base medrash won't know the answer either, Ella Leda im Rishona hi im Shniahi Vein Maven, whether or not it's a Rishon Latuma or Shniah Latuma. Of course the Truma is Tameh, but they don't know if it's going to be considered Rishon or Shniah. Why won't they know that answer? Hanami Masisini, that's also Mefurash Mishnah. They're not going to forget Mishnayos, because it says it Tanan the Meseches Kalim, Hasheretz Shinimsa Batanur. If you have a sheretz that's suspended in the oven, an oven of Klecheres, Hapas and Shibasocha Shnia. Any bread that's within the same oven as the sheretz, even though it's not touching the sheretz, becomes a Shnia. Shatanur Tchila. The Tanur is a Rishon. So the sheretz, which is an Av, makes a Tanur into a Rishon. The Rishon, which touches the bread, makes the bread into a Shnia. So we know the Dina, the basic Dina, Rishon and Shnila Tuma. What's the Shaila here as well? So the Gemara says, Mistapka Lahu Habaha. They were in doubt and question of the following din. The Amar Le Rav Adar Bar Avla Rava, he said, Lech say hi Tanura, command the Mali Tuma. Let's view this situation when a sheretz falls into the airspace of an oven. Let's view the entire oven as being full of the sheretz, full of Tuma, and it's therefore Metame the oven. and teve a pashishon, and then we should view it as a halachically, as if the sheretz is actually touching the bread directly, so it's really the bread is a rishon l'tumah. That's what he said. Maybe that's how we should view this. And Amar Leih Rava responded back to him, lo amrina lech say hi tanura kaman demalei tumah. We don't view it that way. We do not view the oven as being full of the sheretz. The Tanya, the Raisa says, Yachal, one would have thought, and the Raisa says, Yehu, kol akelim mitamim ba'avir, kli cheres, one might have thought, kelim that are not made of kli cheres. Kli cheres is a special din, that kli cheres is able to be metame, that which is in the airspace. So if a sheretz falls into the airspace of a kli cheres, all other food in the kli cheres are tamim. That's unique din by kli cheres avir. So one might have thought, maybe other kelim that are made of metal and wood would also have the same din. Again, yachal, kol kelim mitamim ba'avir kli cheres, rather, ki avir, I think it should be kiaver, maybe. It should be tame like the airspace of a klicheres. Tamalomer, gzuntai, kol asher besocha yidma, only everything that's in it should be tame. Umikol ochel sheyechel, any food that's in it. We see ochel numashkin metamin ba'avir klicheres. Only food and liquids are metame, vein kalim metamin ba'avir klicheres. That's wrong. It wanted to make kalim that are in a klicheres should be tame like food and drink. And the Gemara says, no, only food and drink are tame in the avir of klicheres. But other kalim that are in the avir of a klicheres and a sheretz are not tamei unless it actually touches it. So we see either way, this conversation, they were in doubt whether or not we view the bread in a klicheres along with the sheretz, whether that bread's a rishon or shniyah. That was not so mefurish in the Mishnah. That was a suffix that the Gemara says will happen l'asid lavo. Okay, we'll stop here. And good chodesh, we'll meet Hashem, we'll continue this tomorrow.